You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 2. Brought to you in part by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan? With Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Hard-hitting analysis.
Bruce Boudreau asked about it this morning. He goes, quote, "I wasn't going to walk down 15 flights of stairs. I didn't smell any smoke. I said, I'm chancing it."
Sure. I guess you could call it that.
I love this guy so much.
He's the best.
Give him the Jack Adams for that quote alone.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
All right, Jerry's percentages coming up at 5:30. Jerry's a very excited man. They were just down at the Board of Governor meetings in Georgia, and the official announcement that Seattle will be joining the club, the 32nd team in the NHL.
I think
still
it'll be
a few
awesome.
Years away.
I don't know. Like, have you ever been to Seattle?
I have not been to Seattle.
It's a great city. Great city. Like, I think it'll fly there. They have a passionate fan base as far as even the junior team. Like, you're going to have a rivalry just up the road with the Vancouver Canucks, who I think the Canucks in a couple of years are going to be a really good team, too. Like, I think it's good for the NHL. 32 teams cap it. I think Arizona being moved to the Central. I don't know if Arizona makes the cut eventually. I think they get maybe relocated, which...
We've been talking about that for a decade.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad. You know who I feel bad for is Quebec City. I love the city. I love Quebec City. I know that they could handle an NHL team there. Now, maybe one of these potential franchises that are struggling financially may end up there.
Yeah. I think it's always a trump card for the NHL. That rink is ready. I think there's ownership. I don't know enough about the economics of the city and whether or not there's enough big business, and I know that's a big part of it, and it's a smaller Canadian market compared to Seattle's a pretty big American market. Houston is one of the four or five biggest markets in the country down there.
That's where I think.
So you know they want to get to Houston.
Yeah.
But we'll see what Jerry's got in store in terms of hot takes at 5:30. Ray's coming up here in a few moments. We played that clip from yesterday's show where we were talking about Bruce Boudreau just saying no dice to evacuating his hotel in Vancouver. And he was spry last night. Minnesota with another win. That Vancouver team. Josh Levo scored a goal.
Yeah,
nice of him. But
I didn't need the internal email letting us know that Josh Levo scored. Like Soshnikov was on waivers the other day. Do we need former Leaf updates?
And did we get that? I didn't see that.
Grappler sent it out.
Oh, that's right. It was the Grappler. Yeah, like, the Graps.
Josh Levo scored. Great. Like, I almost replied all and said, "Stop sending emails of this ridiculous." Like, who cares?
Are you anti-Josh Levo?
No, I like the kid, and I think I hope that he goes and has a great career in Vancouver, but, like, that's not newsworthy for internal sake.
Yeah, I hear you. Vancouver, they have completely fallen off a cliff. Like, this is who we thought they were, channel the late, great Dennis Green. This is who we thought they were when they were 10-6-1. That was a mirage. They're 11-16-3 now. But Brucey Boudreau doesn't care about an alarm. Say not hello. Walking down 15 flights of stairs. No way, man. He didn't smell any smoke. I'm chancing it. And it worked out for him and his team, and they got a win last night in Vancouver.
It's a beautiful comment. I'm not going.
No smoke. I'm chancing it.
Hello.
Hello.
That's tough, though.
It's not the right message to send, necessarily.
No, it's not the right message. Like, you're tired.
But it's honesty. That's what I like about Bruce Boudreau. Honesty.
And I respect it.
Yes.
You still have the opportunity to take the chair, smash the window open, and say, "Come and get me. It's Brucey."
What?
Hello?
And climb down. What do you get? Put the bed sheets out the window and tie them together?
I think for the most part, if there's something wrong in a hotel or condo, you stay in there.
I don't think you can shatter that glass as easy as you think.
Yeah,
either.
You're not just picking.
You don't think Brucey could take a flying, like, superfly snooker leap and just...
Yeah, if he break it, you go through the window and you end up 15 stories down.
I think you're really chancing it if you were going to take a flying scissor kick off.
He could be flying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Literally. Hello.
Hello.
That game in Buffalo last night, Ray's going to join us here in just a moment. He had the luxury of being in between the benches, and the energy, you could feel it coursing through the TV. Like, I'm sitting on the couch watching it. I'm like, this feels like a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's good, though.
The crowd was great. The teams showed up and played. Buffalo played really well. The Leafs
And Buffalo had played the night before start. Nashville, too.
Yeah.
Like, that was a... I was watching the game that
that's
they played against Nashville.
That wasn't
like,
talked about a whole lot.
Like, they would have gotten home at least 2 o'clock in the morning.
They did. Rob Ray was on the lunch. He said they got home at, like, 2 in the morning.
Because it was... And I thought... They played well in Nashville. It was a good battle. Watch that game. They gave them all they could handle. But you know, coming home into your own building against a rival, you know it's going to be the electric building from the Leaf fans and stuff. Like I thought they showed up and played really hard. Like
I thought they played well last
night. And Allmark's a good goalie. I keep telling you guys this. I think he's the future in net. But like you didn't have Hutton, who's played very well, and a back-to-back situation. Like
I'm not sure Hutton was stopping that goal in overtime.
No. I'm just really saying. Mattered. But like there's... You know, it's a scenario where...
No, they show. If you're a Leaf fan and you haven't been watching, you've just been hearing about it. Buffalo looked pretty good. Here's our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. I just mentioned, Ray, that watching on my couch in Toronto, it had that kind of playoff atmosphere. You could almost feel it seeping through the screen. You were in the building. What was the vibe like?
Rare in a regular season game to have, like, you know, feel tension or excitement like that, because a lot of times, you know, the games are good or the games are bad and people are there watching them and they cheer when they score, but there was both sides in the building. It was awesome. That was a really fun night of hockey to broadcast. And then of course the way it ends is, you know, I mean, it's like a lightning bolt. I mean, that game could have been over four times in overtime, and then, you know, Matthews gets the one chance, and man, like what a shot. Holy smokes. That thing was off his stick and, like, zip, gone. And if it doesn't hit Allmark, it's in, right? I mean, how's he going to catch up to that shot?
No way. Yeah, he had no shot. That thing, like you said, it was a missile.
Yeah.
But we had a bit of a debate in the previous hour about which Matthews goal was actually more impressive. Because I thought the first one, in terms of just picking it out of the air and putting it on your stick and getting it off your stick far post that quickly, that's tough to do, man.
I would think the first one involved way more athleticism, way more agility. I mean, the second one's a stunning shot, right, because it's so late. And but just think, so the puck's up in the air. Most players have two hands on their stick at that time. So he's got to take one hand off his stick, and he's... As this is coming, he's processing, I'm going to catch it and throw it over here. Right? He caught it right off the top of Beaulieu's helmet and then drops it back in front of him. And actually, after the game, I was kind of pissed at myself that I don't think I talked about it enough. Like, it happened so fast. I was like, it's like I didn't really process it enough to all the things that went into a play that was in, like, literally 10 feet. He caught it. He dropped it. He didn't drop it too far. You know, he dropped it right in front of him. It was perfect. And you might think, well, where the hell else is he going to drop it? Lots of guys drop it and it rolls in the corner. And he drops it, and then he knows he's got a race to the post, and he beat the goalie there. It's just it was an awesome play.
He is such a stud, man. I mean, I know we pump his tires. We've been pumping his tires since he was in Switzerland, just hoping the Leafs would win the lottery. But there are rare moments where, as a fan, you get to take a step back and you're like, pretty lucky this guy plays on this team.
Yeah, I said it to Duthie like a couple times, and Pooley and Bob. I'm like, doesn't it seem like he scores every game he plays?
He does.
He does.
He's
yeah,
got 15 goals in 14 games.
I know, but even going back to last year, he had some injuries, and then he gets back to the lineup. It's like, okay, he scored this game. And it's like, you always know, for me, I get to analyze an Austin Matthews goal every game. It's cool.
The biggest, you just like to see him play 82. He did the first year and got 40, right? So, I mean, he didn't get...
I think even now, Noodles, with the games he's missed, Gord was doing some fancy math in his head there on the drive home. I think he's still on a 53 or 54 goal pace, and he's missed 14 games.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah. I know there's more goals this year, or there seems like there's more goals, but every time, like, I'm actually almost more surprised when he doesn't score, to what you said. Like, when he scores, you're kind of like, yeah, he scored. Of course he did.
Yeah. He's one of the few guys that's like, oh, he's in a one-game slump.
Slump?
Yeah. It's like, if he doesn't score when we do a game, Ray, it's like, no, he's in a slump.
Man, he changes the whole... the whole outlook of that team. I was watching the way that Buffalo's trying to match and get guys out against. Is it Tavares' line? Is it Matthews' line? It's like, and now when, you know, Nylander's going to show up and start playing, man, it's going to, this was the whole point of what we thought when, you know, they signed Tavares, is that what a matchup nightmare it's going to be. Because you can't play the whole game back on your heels. You still got to try and attack. But how much do you really want to attack? Because you make a little mistake and out they come and you're screwed. You can't catch them. You can't defend against them. There's too much there. It's going to be something to watch here. I'm really interested how they'll align the lines, how they'll use the lines, how the players will, you know, be utilized by Babcock. I'm really interested in it because it's pretty fascinating to me.
Ray, I know we get like just crazy at our station, radio, television. We predict things. We sometimes take things out of context. But instead of having an absolute sideshow, do you think there's any chance that these other two kids, that they can just make it work and say, I want to be a Maple Leaf, but I don't want to hold out, and let's just get this over, and let's play hockey and do it, as opposed to an absolute sideshow next year? Because I honestly don't know if I can do it again next year.
Well, I don't think they're too worried about us, to start with. I don't think it's going to go into next year, because I don't see any way that it could. Like, I honestly, guys, we talk about it every year, and then you talk to some people around the rink, and they're like, there's never going to be an offer sheet. I can't remember a team that potentially could be under this much stress, cap importance-wise, with Marner and Matthews, and then to a lesser degree, Gardner and Kapanen for next July 1st. So this will all be done, in my opinion. We won't have this Nylander thing again. How it'll play out, I don't know. Will they take less? I don't know. I mean, how much less? Like, what are we talking about? Are we talking about $2.5 million a year? Because if that's the case, forget it. No chance.
Right.
Well, you just mentioned something that I haven't thought of and hasn't been brought up a lot. Everyone's focused on Matthews and Marner, and they're going to get the offer sheets. Kapanen's a sneaky one. Because there might be a team out there that goes, you know what, I'll give him $5 million because I think he's a really good player. The Leafs can't pay him $5 million. You know, like, that's the one that you could see a team be like, I like him. He's a good player. The Leafs are going to have to squeeze him because he's only been in the league for a year.
Yeah, and if he's on our top power play unit, who knows, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
That's the one that could, you wake up and you're like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
Sorry, Noodles, I was just going to say, and the danger, of course, for the Leafs is that, you know, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, but that's just Kapanen. Well, Chicago had to do that with a lot of Kapanens. And then pretty soon they didn't have enough players.
Right.
Andrew Ladd, Dustin Byfuglien, Nick Jalmerson. Eventually they're all gone. And you've got a couple of really great players and then a bunch of guys that aren't so great. I mean, this is why there feels like, to me anyway, there feels like an urgency this year because of the contracts. Now, maybe it'll all work out and it won't seem so urgent next September. But right now it's like, man, they got a great, great chance this year. So whatever they have to do, you got to chase it now.
I don't know if there's an urgency, but you'd like to think, man, like, nobody really scares me. There's Nashville and Winnipeg who are big and tough and talented, but...
Well, I don't want to put a damper on things. Are you concerned that they're giving up 40 shots a game?
I talked about it in the pregame. If they think they're going to go where they want to go, they got to...
Well,
and I stopped using the word physicality. I'm like, show some like hit a guy and knock him off the puck, because they just don't do that.
But they've given up now 40 shots in 8 of the last 10 games.
Yeah.
And what I felt like I learned, I think this Leaf team is a lot like Tampa last year. Mm-hmm. And I remember John Cooper telling us last year, and then again this year when we interviewed him, they relied on Vasilevsky a lot last year.
Doesn't it seem like Jamie, team? 5 games down the road, the coach is going to say, I've been warning these guys,
well,
give up these shots.
Listen, the Leafs have 20 wins, so I'm not good. This isn't a negative situation. I'm talking about getting ready for a playoff run and a long playoff run. When the Tampa Bay Lightning last year, I did a game in Tampa, and I remember talking to Braden Colburn and Strawman. I know those guys, so they were saying, man, our goalie until we get rolling, he makes some big saves. And he's kind of like, he's been that good. And I feel like that's what Freddie does. And then the team kind of takes over and can score and all of that. But Vasilevskiy hit the ditch near the end of the season. He was tired. He was worn down. And a lot of these, you know, it's because you're facing a lot of shots and you're facing a lot of duress. Like, that would be my only, I guess, if I don't want to sound negative, that would be my only concern. I haven't seen a lot of articles and stuff written about that lately.
It's pretty easy to get on the train, isn't it? Like, everything's right. Going so well. It doesn't even matter if they play good or bad. They beat whoever's wearing the other jersey. But they still have cap space this year. I would be personally surprised if this is the group that we see, you know, April the 15th. And a change, I would think it's not window dressing changes they're going to make. Like, if they're gonna add a player, I see somebody of impact. Like, that's the position they're in now. It might cost you more than you want, like, asset wise, but man, I know it's just early December here, but they've got a chance. Like, this is a legit chance. Lifelong Leaf fans must be having a tough time containing themselves. Like, they can't even wait for April to show up.
Absolutely. No, it's salivating in Toronto because, I mean, there's no dispute. There's no such thing as a perfect team. You're just not going to see the late 70s Habs or the mid 80s Oilers or the 02 Wings. It doesn't happen. So there's no question that they were going to have their flaws.
A chance, though.
Man, they're talented. I don't even think you have to necessarily look at the rest of the league and say no one scares you. I think it's just simply an internal evaluation. They're really good. They're really talented. And now Nylander's back. And he's going tomorrow night. He hasn't practiced with the team. He hasn't had a training camp. And he's going against Detroit. Are you surprised by that?
A little bit. Because of the no practice stuff, I thought that, you know, they were going to, you know, they would want to get him into one for sure. I don't know if he plays, you know, 12 to 14 minutes tomorrow. That'll probably be enough. He'll probably feel like, he's racing uphill most of the night anyway. There's a couple more. They don't practice anymore, though. That's the toughest part. Is like, if you want to get a practice where guys are bumping around a little bit, there's virtually none of those. So maybe they just feel that, we're going to get one practice if he waits past Thursday, but let's just play anyway. Maybe they're not going to practice Friday, right? Maybe they're going to have the day off and get ready for Saturday and, have a morning skate or who knows, but I was surprised. I thought he would be a couple of more days.
Yeah, and starting in Boston on Saturday, there's some nostalgic, there's a nostalgic element to that, but also that would be a tough way to be dropped into the bucket, on the road against that team. That's a loud, energetic building. There's history between the two teams. They're maybe thinking, listen, it's not going to be a Picasso tomorrow night, but let's get them in against a Detroit team who's not very good. We're at home. The reaction tomorrow night will be interesting. That'll be a big conversation tomorrow. Right. What kind of reaction is he going to get when he first steps on the ice?
Get a cheer. Don't you think?
I think he will, but there were people that weren't happy with this. A lot of people that weren't happy. Like, you waited, you missed 25 games, and, it's easy for us to say it's a business, and we maybe get it. You guys would. You guys all played in the game. It was your life. It was a business. But for Joe Blow sitting up in the stands,
Blow's like, you're getting paid a lot of money. One missed pass or you fall down, everyone's like, oh! And then that snowballs into...
That's true.
But I did say this, and Ray, I think you can back this up. Like, now every conversation we have about William Nylander, salary's going to be involved.
Yep.
That's
not right, but it is. But the thing is, I hope people understand, not just with Nylander, they can do whatever they want, but with any player, Nylander signs, he's making a bucket load of money, and he's still the same player as he was yesterday.
Right.
Same guy. He's a lot happier on the 15th of every month.
Yeah, no question.
But that's got nothing to do about, he's not going to be more physical, he's not going to be blocking shots because, I'm making more money, I better block some shots now. Like, he's going to be William Nylander. And I think the best is to come for him, but there is going to be more pressure for sure. Whether he acknowledges it or not, I mean, it'll be around him. He looks he doesn't look like he runs into confidence issues too often.
No, I don't expect that to be the case.
With that hair, you just can't.
No, that type of flow and the beard going, the bank account now, there's no way you can have confidence issues.
That's look good.
Because
that
of,
is a good flow. Damn.
Oh, it's spectacular salad.
It's a walking, living, flowing, triple gin and tonic panty dropper.
Because of all the material that came out of the weekend.
You are such a knuckle.
Just incredible. he's flying today, right?
Yeah,
he's flying.
He is flying.
He's
and
feeling
Nylander's
it.
Flying.
Because of all the material that came out of the weekend on Monday, we never brought up the Tom Wilson hit from Friday in Jersey. And now Wilson is back in the news because he was on the receiving end of one of those hits where there was some kind of similar stuff. Ryan Reeves got him last night. Now, Reeves is a guy who plays on the edge and does some stupid stuff, too. And he's out there to instigate and cause problems, and Wilson does as well. And I know a lot of people hate on Tom Wilson, and the word karma's come up a lot. You don't want to see a guy bang his head off the ice.
There's some journalists, too, that are like, good for Tom Wilson, deserves it. It's like, are you serious?
Well, those journalists are dopes, though.
Just, yeah.
You act like that, like, you know, that's ridiculous.
Get what you deserve, you get what your karma, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, God.
Well, in terms of Wilson, though... I mean, and Reeves, I guess. The hit, the league isn't going to suspend Reeves, and no. I think because they didn't suspend Wilson on Friday night. But
I thought it was, you know what? I thought from what the message they want to bring, it was late. There was no elbow to the head, but it was violent in a late hit where you can really hurt somebody. I thought there should have been a suspension.
On Ryan Reeves, you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
On Wilson,
see,
though?
I thought the 5 minutes was plenty. Like
for,
I thought,
for
okay,
Reeves?
That's enough. Yeah, for Reeves yesterday.
I don't know. That was.
But I mean, my first thought when I saw it was, oh man, his helmet's off. Like that.
Yeah.
That was what I didn't think immediately. Oh man, he hit him in the head. It didn't look like it to me. You know, as far as the people, you know, almost gleefully pointing out that Wilson got hurt, I mean, I don't quite understand why people are like that. I mean, I guess I do, but I just don't see it.
They have sad lives, so they like to see people fail.
It's just not right. Man, the guy's head bounced off the ice. What Wilson has done in the past, I think we've all been as critical as anybody else about him, right? I mean, it's like it's garbage. He shouldn't do it, and he should be suspended. And he got 20 games, and I'm glad he did. The league shouldn't have reduced, or the arbitrator, in my mind, made a mistake reducing it to 14. Like, I think he should have got them all. But that doesn't mean I want to see him get hit. As far, you know, and then Todd Reardon's talking after the game that, you know, he was a targeted player. Reeves was talking to him between the whistles. You could hear it. So?
Yeah. That's like, you earned that.
Well, Tom Wilson's like, done that.
Yeah,
like, that's the game. Todd Reardon, that was
you
classic
can't, But you
hypocrisy.
Can't make Tom Wilson the sympathetic figure. It happened. And you never want to see anything, regardless of who's involved, whether that's Tom Wilson or not, you never want to see anybody get hurt and hit their head on the ice and anything like that. As far as, like, oh, poor Tom Wilson, they were chirping him and targeting him. Yeah, that's part of hockey. Like, you target top players. Whether you like it or not, he plays a pretty important role for the Washington Capitals. And if you take a look at his stat line, he's had a real nice start when he has played the games.
Well, I read this article about the NHL or the, you know, the broadcasters. They're looking at trying to get a little more access. They talk about having a broadcast where once a week the entire game is mic'd, all the players are mic'd, and it's, you know, it's just what it is what you see. And I'm like, people think they're going to like that. They're not going to like that. They're not going to like what's said, or the players aren't going to say anything. But they're not going to weigh they're not going to like some of the discussions they hear. And I think some people would love it. Others would be offended by it. And so what was Reeves trying to bully Wilson yesterday? You bet he was. And that's part of it. What do you think football players say when they get up after a play? Nice tackle?
Yeah.
Or are they saying, yeah, next time I'm going to stick my finger in your eye. Like, ooh, come on. It's not like it's not pleasant. And what happened last night, prior to the hit, is part of the gamesmanship of the game. I don't have a real issue with that at all. I think Reardon missed the boat on that one.
Yeah.
Well, coaches do that all the time. If it's their guy, they have one stance. If it's against their guy, it's the coaching playbook. All right, buddy. Well, we'll tee up the game tomorrow. We'll get into the William Nylander conversation because we haven't talked enough about William Nylander.
Yeah, we should get to that. He's playing, right? Is he going to wear 29 again?
I believe he's playing, and we should start talking about what kind of money he can make in 6 years. If he starts off hot tomorrow night, what's his next deal going to look like?
If he starts with 2 goals in 3 games, he's going to hit the jackpot.
Yeah, has to.
I wonder if he had conversations with Odoganov saying, I'm 92. Any thoughts? Want to switch? Because he's originally a 92, or his dad was, and he switched to 29 because Lou said no.
But he wouldn't want to put that pressure on himself to wear your jersey.
Yeah, I think Odoganov's done a good enough job of dealing with that heat.
Of sewering the number.
Yeah.
Basically just depleting its value.
But he was flying.
In camp, he was flying.
In camp, he was flying.
All right, Ray. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5. Later, boys. There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.
Ray scared me. He had a sentence, and he finished it up with I, and I'm glad.
Am I. Is the 2019 Toyota Corolla the safest vehicle on the road? See for yourself during Maple Toyota's Corolla-thon and get rates from 0%. MapleToyota.com. Jerry's percentage is next.
You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Jerry's percentages brought to you by our friends at BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from 2 people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. 942 the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. Our friends down at Best Portuguese Chicken have reached out, and I can't confirm or deny, but we may have an order on its way up to the studio early next week.
That's impressive.
You promise?
I'm promising.
Potatoes?
Portuguese potatoes, chicken, rice, salad, those potato. Little custard dessert.
Individual spoons.
Yes. Splash. Hazmat suits for you.
I was just
going
to say, splash guard.
SARS masks for Noodles and I after you stick your face in there.
Yeah, you just can't eat over top of the barrel like it happened last time. It just didn't go so well. Although, I mean...
Have you seen that YouTube clip of the guy at the soup station at the buffet? He just grabs the big spoon.
The ladle and drinks.
Oh, yeah. He just says, you know what? Let me test it out.
It's at like a Whole Foods in the States, isn't it?
Right back in the soup.
Disgusting. Like, that's I buy pre-made stuff, and I right afterwards, I'm like, should I be doing this? Like, who was in here?
No.
And up to no good.
I totally. Same thing. IKEA has a little buffet there or whatever. I saw a kid reach his greasy little hands in there and swipe some whipped cream off the top of like a dessert and put it in his mouth. And then his mom saw it, grabbed him by the arm and walked it out. Didn't buy the thing and get it out of there.
Or probably punish that kid.
Yeah.
Probably just said,
don't
nice
do that,
move.
Little Timmy or whatever.
Yeah. Nice move, Timmy. All right, let's see what Jerry has in store this week.
I would like to begin this week by welcoming the new owners and fans of Seattle into the National Hockey League. And by doing so, Jerry has dropped the ultimate wall squat and deuce toss all over those losers in Quebec City. Now, as for the name of the team, I've been assured by the ownership group that I just fleeced for $650 million that they'll be paying homage to the rich history of the sport. Therefore, they will be naming the team after a Hall of Famer. So without further ado, I humbly present to you the Seattle Jerrys. Every player will wear running shoes with hockey blades attached to them, just like Jerry does.
Wow, the Seattle awesome. Jerrys. I didn't see
just
that
black
coming.
Running shoes with a skate blade.
That'll be a great look. Paying homage to the rich history of the game.
I'll tell you what, when he went in the Hall of Fame at the luncheon, he was sitting with Duthie, and I couldn't stop looking at his runners. It's like, this guy showed up at the White House in a pair of New Balance
supporting
walkers.
Kawhi, man. He and Kawhi, they're kindred souls.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, man.
No.
Put on, but he must have feet. Like, he's got...
I would hope so. I think there's probably a condition there. He's got the Markelle Fultz condition.
Yeah, with his feet.
With his feet. All right. What kind of hot takes?
The Seattle Jerry's.
I haven't seen someone as reckless as Tom Wilson since I almost forgot to lock the players out in 2012. If you thought Dubas and Nylander was sweating before the deadline, Jerry was leaking oil in 2012. Now as for Wilson, he will be suspended again by the end of 2019.
That was reckless. Jerry almost forgot to lock the players out.
Yes.
Like, what was he doing?
I hope he doesn't do it again soon. I can't do it, but
no.
As far as Wilson again suspended
by the end of 2019.
By the end of next year.
I'm going to say yeah, he's going to do it. 70% because he's so big and strong and he runs over people and there's going to be some backlash and some pigeons that are like, I don't like that.
Well, every time he hits somebody, it's a suspension.
Oh, I know.
That's what it is. I mean, that's the problem.
The fake outrage. Get this guy out of the league.
Now, hitting is a timing thing and he needs to be a lot better on his routes and time his hits better. Like, you can blow somebody up if you hit them legally. The problem is every time he blows somebody up, there is an edge or more than an edge of gray area where it's interpretation. Like, how many times we had the internal text going the other day, like, that one didn't look good, you know, and then the league had to come out and basically talk everyone down and go, yes, it was Tom Wilson. We see this at this. You almost had to educate people.
Right.
So I'm going to say 24%. I hope he learns his lesson.
I don't think he has because I don't think the Friday hit was a suspension because, like you said, right, the league had to come out. They don't take into consideration who the player is in their history until after they've determined it's a suspendable hit. And they determined that it wasn't, so it didn't matter that it was Tom Wilson. I've defended him at times. I just think this guy cannot get it through his head. I don't see why he had to make that play on Friday night. I don't think this guy has learned anything. I don't. I think he's just going to continue to play this way. And
I just think he's too big and too strong in a league where there's no hitting. He's going to run over people. And
yeah, but even on Friday night, again, that's not a suspendable play, but it was an avoidable.
You know what? Alex Ovechkin had a hit last night where he knocked someone on their ass.
It was a great hit.
Oh, really?
I thought it was a great hit.
Did his feet leave?
Ovi's feet?
Yeah. Did they?
I don't know. I didn't break down the Zapruder film, but it looked like a great hit.
That was Tom Wilson. It would have been 15 games, but it was Ovi. It's like, go ahead, leave your feet.
And Ovi's a beast.
Yeah, he's a big cat.
I'm 100%. I think he's getting suspended. I do. I don't think he knows how to play. I don't think he can play differently. I don't think he's learned anything.
Maybe my percentage was just on the hopeful, but not really on the realistic. But I'm at 24.
William Nylander's bar play with the salad and bank account might set records in Toronto, like Dougie in 93 levels of dominance. And on the ice, he'll finish top four in points per game on the Maple Leafs. I know what he's going to be doing at restaurants and bars. You know what I'm talking about. Me and Bill Daly do that in Seattle every time we go.
I would think they'd be popular in Seattle. Now, comparing it to William Nylander, downtown Toronto, Saturday night after a big win.
Bill Daly and Jerry in Seattle at a bar, popular.
As for the take, top four in points per game average, because he's not going to have finished top four more than likely in total points.
I'm going to say 15%. It's going to be awfully difficult. There's too many guys that are having good years. Tavares, Matthews, Marner, Riley. I'm going to say 15%. He could chew it up, but I'm going to say 15%.
Yeah, I mean, 22%. Got to give him, you know, I think there's a chance, mm-hmm. but you also have to take, I'm going with the field.
Right. He's fighting for the fourth spot. He's not catching Matthews, Tavares, Marner.
There's There's one X factor. Where he was situated on the power play.
Probably the second unit, I think. We'll find that out. I think eventually it gets with Matthews. I think he's going to put up some numbers, though. I mean, Kadri's not having as great of a year. Marlowe's been okay. Kapanen's been good, but I think Kapanen might see a bit of a crunch here because of Nylander. I'm going to say 51%.
Really? High on
51%. The fourth spot, but it says right. top four. He's not going to catch Matthews, Marner, Tavares. Yeah. But I think he can catch Morgan Riley, who's still putting up numbers. But we'll see. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Speaking of hair and bank accounts, Bryce Harper will eventually receive and accept a contract of at least $350 million.
This greedy son of a bitch was talking earlier and he wants $400 million. How much money do you need, Bryce?
He wants a lot of money. He turned down $300 from Washington. It sounds like they're aiming for $350 now. I don't think they're going to get $400, but...
He had an interview this year and the reporter said... referred to a contract of like $375 million, and he said, why are you selling me short?
He's confident. And guess where the winter meetings are this year? Las Vegas, Nevada. Ooh. Happens to be his hometown.
Yeah, with no team there.
True, but...
why isn't there a baseball team in...
you can't play in, you can't play in the summer in Vegas outdoors.
Well, you can't have a dome?
I guess you could, but... maybe eventually they end up there. Every other league is
there's
going
a team
there.
In Tampa. It's hot as balls there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is. They're in Arlington in Texas. It's crazy hot. I hear you. I mean, I don't... Vegas hasn't been on the landscape, sporting landscape ever, and now all of a sudden they got an NHL and NFL team. But if St. Louis was in the running, and maybe they will be, there's a big trade in baseball today. St. Louis has acquired Paul Goldschmidt from the D-backs.
Man, that's a really good player. Are they basically in bailout mode?
He's a stud. He's a stud. Well, Arizona's, I think Granke's on the market. They're all on the market. They're trying to unload.
For years, I'm like, this name is so unsexy. Paul Goldschmidt.
But he's a stud.
Yeah, he rakes, he puts up numbers, yeah. And he's a phenomenal
legit
talent.
Stud. And they've given up a haul to get him, obviously. But as for the $350 million, I got to think there's a good chance. Like, Boris is his agent. He's turned down $300. I don't know how many teams are out there. There was a Yahoo report that came out yesterday that's saying as many as 12 teams are kicking the tires right here. I don't buy that. But all you need is one. The Phillies, the White Sox, the Yankees to come out of left field, the Dodgers. There's money out there. He's 26 years old. He's a superstar. I'm going to say 70% he gets 350.
I'm going to say 55. I think he might, but it's just the karma of saying no to 300. If that's true... it's almost like you don't deserve the 350 to say no to 300. But go ahead, get it. I'll give you 55%.
I think he gets 330.
Like that's still a great haul, but it's a great not haul. 350.
No. So I need low?
Mm-hmm.
12%.
Even after the drama and slow start, the Golden State Warriors will finish first overall in the West.
These guys could do this blindfolded.
Well, it hasn't gone their way early. I don't think they're concerned. I think that's safe to say. But there's been a surprise out west. You got the Clippers who are up to a great start. Denver's been very, very hot. Oklahoma City's been really hot recently. But Golden State, even with this quote-unquote drama, they're a game out of first place in the West.
Man, is OKC ahead of them? They started out like 0-5 or something.
They were terrible. Russell Westbrook was injured, and now they've won three in a row. Like, they're real hot. They're playing well. But I'm 85% the Warriors.
No, I'm 100. There's no chance. It's just they're going to go on a tear here.
I'm 100, too.
You guys are both 100?
They're just too good.
They're going to catch it. I could see a heater where they win 22 games in a row, and it's like, all right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone in the West. It's been nice.
Yeah.
You know, because Denver and the Clippers, I'm not sure they got the stones to hold them off. Eventually, they're probably going to come back to reality.
Not even hold them off. They just pass you.
And yeah,
just...
Golden State's too good. Yeah, I'm 85%, and that's lowballing them.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays' overall attendance in 2019 will be lower than 2018.
These sons of b****s need to get Kenny Pagan out there to throw beers at other people than the players.
Ken Pagan.
Love Ken Pagan.
What's up, Kenny P?
Throw That's a our pint guy. At Shapiro or Shatkins.
Not condoning that kind of activity, think he was railroaded.
Jerry said, not at the players.
Yes, don't do that.
At Shatkins.
This is a complicated Jerry because Vladdy's coming up. And
doesn't matter. Winning is everything.
True. And last year there was still, for whatever reason, false hope. And people had bought in so much in 15 and 16. There was a carryover to 17 and then 18, although it dropped significantly this past year. But it dropped so much that it opens the door to the Vladdy shock value. Maybe they're better than people thought, and the tickets start pouring in later in the year, although I don't see it. I'm going to go gutless here, but 50%. I'm 50%.
Higher attendance this year?
50%. Vladdy, man, we've talked about this guy for 2 years. He's finally going to be here. That's a ticket seller, Vladdy Guerrero.
Yeah, but what if they're at the bottom of the league?
They were brutal the past 2 years.
I know, but still, people attach themselves to names. Can I go down to the park and see Josh Donaldson?
How about Vladdy Guerrero Jr.? Like, that's the guy, man.
I'm He's going 10%. Their attendance will be brutal.
It'll be bad. But it was bad last year, too. It's not like they sold 4 million tickets a year ago.
I had a feeling this guy could show up 30 pounds heavier. He looks
some
like
concern.
he can work a buffet pretty well.
That Jerry's might come up in spring. Spring
yeah,
training.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, what if he shows up this year and he's like,
Vladdy Guerrero's jersey doesn't fit.
It could be.
It's a goalie jersey.
You don't want to see a Pablo Sandoval belt malfunction.
Imagine just first BP, socks. Just his belt flies out of the ballpark.
Like, Sandoval's belt exploded like a Homer Simpson moment.
Yeah, it really
like
was.
Like a full explosion.
There was a slow, like a slow-mo on it.
Yeah. It's epic.
It ripped apart.
Yeah. Like, the fundamentals of a belt are not supposed to completely malfunction because your boiler is pushing them to a point where it just couldn't handle it. Anyway, I'm 50%. You guys are both low on this? You don't see it?
22%.
All right.
10%. Not happening.
Maybe they shocked the world. I'm not bracing myself for it, but...
Tulo comes back and dominates.
You're starting shortstop next year. Or he's taking his ball and going home. Shout out to Best Portuguese Chicken, the best chicken in the city, and they're going to be in the house early next week. We look forward to it. Jalen Rose of ESPN, former Raptor, is going to join us just after 6. Darren Dreger is well coming up. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. All right, Jalen Rose is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Big game tonight down at Scotiabank. Raptors taking on the Sixers. A big trade in baseball. The winter meetings getting started in just a few days in Vegas, and Bryce Harper's still out there. Manny Machado is still out there. The Jays have not really done much, but we're not expecting them to do too much. So we're keeping our eye on the baseball beat. Paul Goldschmidt just got traded to the Cardinals.
First baseman.
So doesn't really affect Machado or Harper, but the Cardinals, they weren't in on these guys anyway, I don't think.
Cardinals are always sniffing around.
They're always sniffing. It's a great baseball
market.
They
ran on Josh Donaldson a couple years ago, I
absolutely
believe.
Absolutely, they were. That deal was on the table, and the Jays didn't pull the trigger, and instead they traded him for a player to be named later. Sick move. All right, Jalen Rose in the next hour. Darren Dreger will join us as well. We're off and running here. 2 hours in, we're feeling good. It's going to be a great final hour.
Are you
hour.
Flying?
Yeah, I'm flying. You're flying. Noodles,
we're all
you're
flying. Feeling pretty good about
ourselves.
We'll
let you hear what Kyle had to say about his relationship with Masai and how Masai responded. We'll get to that next.
You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 2. Brought to you in part by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan? With Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved.